أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهدا وسلك لكم فيها سبلا وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به أزواجا من نبات شتى. كلوا وارعوا أنعامكم إن في ذلك لآيات لأولي النهى. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 53 and 54 of Surah Taha, the conversation of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is being narrated by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he had gone to Fir'aun. Fir'aun asked him that who is your Rabb? Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's explanation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is something that we need to internalize, we need to understand. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created creation, Allah gave shape, form. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave hidayat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was asked about the conditions of the people of before. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's response was that he's in the knowledge of Allah. لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. My Allah تبارك وتعالى does not err. Allah Ta'ala does not make the slightest mistake. ولا ينسى, and Allah تبارك وتعالى does not forget in the slightest bit. He goes on and he says, الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهدا. After explaining the creation, he now explains Allah تبارك وتعالى's creation, that Allah is the one that made the earth a cradle for you. Mahad actually means a cradle. In other words, in the form and the shape of the earth, a cradle is a place of comfort for a baby, for a child. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made this world a place of comfort, not a place of discomfort. It's a different thing that we were not supposed to get attached to this world, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as we see further, Allah ta'ala kept all our means in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this earth, Allah ta'ala sustains, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us our every need. وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had threaded out roads, different roads. In those days there were no bridges, there were no highways. So the roads that they would use were valleys on the sides of rivers, etc. So all of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made for you, that you can travel from one place to another. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And Allah is that being that sent down from above water, a very special water that Allah ta'ala sent. We find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if anything from the sustenance of Allah is uncontaminated, it is water. The water that comes down from the cloud comes straight to an individual. If a person takes it into his hands and he drinks it, it is absolutely pure. It is absolutely uncontaminated. It is rizq and sustenance from Allah. And then he doesn't stop there. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّن نَبَاتٍ شَتَّى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken out from this, that water, nabat. In other words, different types of vegetations, different types of crops, shatta, many, many. Man will never be able to enumerate and encompass the different types of crops, the different kinds of plants, the different types of things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings out from this ground. And then kulu wara'u an'amakum. Allah is saying, now eat from all of this. This is all for your consumption. It is all for you. And then Allah says, wara'u an'amakum. Everything you may not be able to consume. Take the very simple example of grass. So then feed your animals. Use it as fodder. Use it as lucerne. All of this is for your utilization. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. What eye can we see this with? Can we see this with the eyes of our faces, of our heads? No. Allah Ta'ala says that all of these are many signs for those who possess reason, who have intellect. We just need to look into this ground. We just need to look towards this ground. And we'll see these very many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Look at our plates in the morning. Look at our plates in the evening. Are those not ni'mats of Allah that has come out from the ground in the different forms? So look at this. Appreciate it. And make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And know that despite the fact that Allah is Almighty and Allah is great, Allah is also kind and compassionate, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us and delivers our sustenance on a daily basis. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.